All right, good to talk. I feel like in Hanukkah. This is, I think, a first that we have to give a shir on Hanukkah itself. Baruch Hashem, I'm taka, it's a nitzachon over the Yevonim. We're up to Sif Vav. Sif Vav starts a new inyan in Chalukas HaShatvis, the second method of doing a Chalukas HaShatvis, and that is good or yagud. Till now we were discussing about a regular, strictly chalukah, dividing the item into two or three or whatever, multiple parts. Here we're talking about not dividing the item, but rather take it or leave it. Good or ugly, either you'll get the whole shutfis or I'll get the whole shutfis. I'm going to see there are many variables. It's very geshmaki inyan. Basically, just for a starter, is that whenever you could do a real chalukah, then you're not entitled to do a good or agud. Good or agud only comes into effect when it's not shaykh to do a regular kaluka, then we have the next step. Okay, so what do we do now? If we can't do a regular kaluka like we saw before, aimboy kadeh kaluka, whatever it is, and that's when good or agud kicks in. And that's going to be sivvav. Very geshmak. Let's see, let's take it apart. Zakta Machava. Echad mei ha-shotfim. One of the shotfim shomu l'chaveir that tells his friend, b'mokam she'aimboy din kaluka, with his no din chalukah, let's say there wasn't enough to have chalukah, like we saw before, there wasn't enough shear for a chatzar or for a bayis or whatever it is. Oy bedavashi, yev shesheyach laiko, it's even impossible to be chaylik, kagon shivka, you have a shivka, you can cut her into two, and she's not a shivka, it doesn't work, like the Shlomo HaMelech with the baby, it doesn't work. Oy kli, if you have a kli, and you can cut her into two, it doesn't work. So in these cases, when is it something else, but a shivka. Now I'm talking about two shutfim on a shivka. So that's a different type of a chalukah. You take one day, I'll take one other. That's already another form of chalukah, which Mitzrayim will learn later on. So there was okay, not to physically cut her into two. You can't do that. You have a different way. You have another chat that maybe you'll do a different thing called chalukah zazmanim. Okay. Okay, so we're going to discuss that this is a better chalukah than chalukah zazmanim. Okay, so you can't do it, so then what do you do? So then the shutvim, one of the shutvim tells his friend, here's the deal. Mechali chalukacha, either you sell me your chalik bekak vekak for this price. On your price, on your chalik, I'll say, okay, I'm willing to buy you out for $1 million. Oy kneimi meni chalki, or if you'd like, that's my offer. If you'd like, you could accept my offer and adraba, buy me out kishar zeh for this $1 million. That's a good argument. With time to break and there's not enough kadei chaluka, so either I buy you out or you buy me out. I call the price. I said it's $1 million. Whatever I decide, I'm willing to take it. And now you have a choice on your hands. The nitva, so to speak, the other partner has a choice either to take it or to leave it. To take it and be bought out, or faket, buy the first shutef out. That's his choice. Either does he want to be bought out or does he want to buy out? Hadinimai, the first shutef has a right to call good or agud. V'kayfin as a nitva, we force the nitva to make this decision, either limkul l'chaveri, to sell out his chelik to his friend, or liknas mibeno, or to buy out his chelik from his friend. No, it doesn't work. If they both want to sell, we're going to discuss all these variables, gradulations of Zayin and on. But if they both want to sell, so there's no good argument, maybe you can sell to a third party. And if you both want to buy, then you can't call good argument either. I don't want to sell you my chalik. So you could only call good argument if you're prepared to either buy or sell. You have to be prepared for either choice, and then it's up to me to decide which one I'll call. So I'll hold my cards close to my chest. You don't know what I want. So, you know, if you know that I don't want the shutter, so you'll lowball me, you'll give me a low number. So I'll keep my cards close. You don't know if I really want to buy or sell. So then you're going to have to offer a high number, just in case you really want to buy it. You know, it's up to how much you want to buy it. And then I'll decide, based on the number you gave me, whether it's kedai for me to be bought out or kedai for me to buy you out. That would be my choice. That's
who sets the price?
The teveya sets the price. The guy who initiated the thing.
You know the market price?
Okay, so we're going to learn later on, Amir Teshem, that it could be done. You know, let's start right now in the Ramah. Zok the Ramah, afilo ama litin by harbe yesem midamav. Even if his offer is far greater, it exceeds the price, the value of the item, still tzarech hasheni liknas alimko. He has that choice, either to be bought out or buy out. That's it. He could buy me out or be bought out. And we're going to see later on, but you can't lowball a number lower than the market price. That will be later on in the Ramah.
But
you come to me. Reuven goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, look, I have a future. I have a vision that this company is going to take off. I really believe in this company. I want it. So I'm willing to offer you, even though it's valued on the market, let's say only $10, you know, it's a startup company. But I believe in this company. I'm offering you $100,000. So you have a choice. Either take it or leave it. The Chiddush in the Ramah is that even though Shimon really is stuck with a position that if he really wants to stay in the Shutvis and buy out the first guy, he's now going to have to pay through his nose this higher price. That's what he has to do, right? And Avraham Pekin, yes, he has that chiyuv. He has to make a decision. Does he want to be bought out or does he want to buy out? There's no third option of, no, I want everything to stay the way it is and I want to stay a chatzi Shutvis. That's not an option of his. So he's stuck. He's between a rack and a hard place. Either be bought out or buy out. Those are his two choices. Well, you can make it tonight, the beginning of the Shutzis, that you're waiving the ability to do good or good. It's hardly not recommended because you need that exit strategy. Every Shutzis needs an exit strategy. So you want good or good to be one of your possibilities. There are times that we'll do is that we'll... But what should we do? It is what it is. We can't be married for life. So gradually we're going to learn later on that maybe he'll be able to borrow it from a third party, or he could find a third party, perhaps to assume the first party's position. He could find other ways maybe to raise capital. But be aside, and it's a good idea. Sometimes it'll do with a startup company that you have to give it a chance. They'll waive the right of good or good for a period of time. For the first year, there's no good or good. Let's give it a chance. Let's give it all we got to get this thing off the ground. Where is it coming from? Yeah, so we're going to discuss. Berlin Nether will discuss. Excellent.
Now, what coil does Ben have? The guy says, I heard you said Gilead, but I'm not interested.
And she's saying, what?
I'm not doing it. I know the luck is that I have to, but what coil does Ben have?
Okay, so Berlin Nether, we're going to discuss that too. We'll discuss that. Okay. Yeah, so that grad that we discussed by Chaluk, if the guy doesn't want to participate, he doesn't cooperate, so then Bezin makes the Chalukah against his wishes. Fine, we'll make the Chalukah anyway. If you want to participate, fine. You don't want to participate, we're making Chalukah. From now on, the right side of the field belongs to Reuven, and the left side of the field belongs to you. That's it, finished, it's over. We'll make a Goyrel, we cut it into two, we'll make a Goyrel, and you're out. So we could do it by Karkok. The Shaila is, could you do that by good organ? And we're going to discuss. Okay, there are a lot of good kashrus like Lamzias. Let's just try to start from the beginning, just take this apart a bit. The sheet is a Rambam and a Machaba. What we just said is that the definition of good organ, this is how he teaches the words of good organ, means good or agud. Either you buy or agud or I'll buy, right? That's good organ. Either you take it, oh, all good, or I'll take it. Either you take the whole partnership, or I'll take the whole partnership. One second, that's a difference. Good could mean schlep. Very good. Mamish makam to makloik is v'shoinim. What is a taicha good? Does it mean to schlep or to cut? So it seems, the Beis Yosef says a good means to schlep. So either you schlep the entire item, means take the entire item, or all good, or I'll take the entire item. At what price? At the price that I chose. I call the price, I started the process, I decided on the price, and now you have a choice either to buy or sell. Those are your choices. That is the Rambam Shita. And it's like the Aruch Taka says, good is from the Lashon Meshech, either you schlep it or I'll schlep it. So Dr. Bey says, however you look in Rashi, Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that good and agud is a Lashon of Ketzitza, setting a price. It's like cutting, it means being kaveya a price. And the Rashi's Lashon is, it's a difficult Lashon, I'm reading the Lashon for the Olam. Rashi says, the one who wants to divide, the one who wants to split, the initiator, tells the other guy, either you choose a price, and you buy me out, or I'll choose a price, and I'll buy you out. That's the Lashon of Rashi. So what, after just starting Rashi, for me it seems from Rashi that there are two prices going on. Either you choose a price and buy me out, or I choose a price and buy you out. If you take Rashi at face value, it doesn't have any value. So what does that mean? What? So you could choose a dollar and buy me out. What do you mean? I give you a choice. Either you choose a price and buy me out, or I choose a price and buy you out. It's not much of a choice. So you'll just say, you'll give me a penny and buy me out. Like, Bishlam in the Rambam, I'm kaveya price. So now the choice is take it or leave it. Bezeidus, and you have a decision to make. Is it kedai to buy you out for that price or to be bought out? But from Rashi, it sounds like there are two prices going on. Either I choose a price and buy you out, or you choose a price. So what stops anyone from choosing nothing, choosing a dollar? I'll choose a dollar and buy you out, or you choose a dollar and buy me out. And since I'm giving you the option of which one to do, so every nitva, so to speak, will always choose to buy the first guy out at a penny, right? So what's going on in this Rashi? So it comes along with the Beis Yosef, and Beis Yosef says that we have to stick into Rashi a lot more than Rashi just says. Rashi is giving you the structure. But what Rashi means to say is that you give the nitva a choice of good or good. Do you want to choose a price and let me decide to buy you out or to be bought out? Or would you rather me to start the process and choose a price, and then you'll have the option to choose whether to be bought out at that price or buy me out at that price? Rashi's missing that whole second step of the process. He just says, you choose a price or I choose a price. So it means either you choose a price and then I'll have a decision to be bought out or buy out, or I'll choose a price and then you'll have a decision to be bought out or buy out. And that total option is also up to the nitva. The nitva has a right to decide, does he want to be kaveh the price, or does the teveh want, or does he want the teveh to be kaveh the price? That is the basis of Pshat and Rashi. Doesn't go so well in Rashi. First, missing a lot in Rashi. And also, Rashi doesn't say just that. Rashi says, either you choose a price and buy me out. Rashi says, either you choose a price and then the option will be up to me, or I'll choose a price and the option will be up to you. Rashi's lesson was, you choose a price and you'll buy me out, or I'll choose a price and buy you out. The Rashi is not true. Whoever chooses the price doesn't automatically buy out the other guy. Then, faket, the other guy will have the option what to do to be bought out or buy out. So you have to just say that Rashi means, like the basis of Pshat, is you choose a price with the intention of buying me out, even though you can't because it's up to me to decide, and I should choose a price with the intention of buying you out, even though it's not up to me then it'll be up to you whether I'll be buy you out or you buy me out. So it's a bit problematic in Rashi, but that's what the Beis Yosef says, and it's a Meloshim Kitzitza, it's not Meloshim Meshicha like the Rama. So like the Beis Yosef Pshat, also we have a whole new interpretation, good or good, is now the Nitzah has the upper hand, so to speak, to decide how the process should go. Who should be choosing the price? That is the Beis Yosef Pshat. Comes along the Drisha, wants to say that there's a nafkamina, like the Beis Yosef Pshat, there's a nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. What's a nafkamina? He says the nafkamina is, Shimon cannot afford to buy Reuven out. Shimon knows that, but Reuven doesn't know that. So Shimon, sorry? Reuven, he's the first guy. Reuven is the first guy. He wants to buy Shimon out. And he doesn't know whether Shimon has the ability or not, but Shimon knows that he can't. Shimon can't buy Reuven out. Hayois to the Tevei doesn't know what the Kavana of Shimon is. So now what will happen? Like Rashi, that the Tevei has to give Shimon the choice, Reuven will have to give Shimon the choice. Either you set the price, I'll set the price. Certainly then, Shimon will decide, I want to set the price. And I'll set a very high price. Maybe even keflayim with this other. Because I know that you, Reuven, desperately need this field. You really much need it. I know you really need it. And I know that I can't buy it, but I know that you really need it. So I'll set the higher price. Kedei, for sure, you'll vadi accept that higher price. And then you'll end up buying it at a much higher price, like the Rama's case. You'll buy it at a price which exceeds the market value.
It doesn't make a difference if you could buy a camera. I always make a higher price to buy him out.
But one second. I'm just telling you over the Drisha. But if you heard them like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, that only Reuven sets the price, so Reuven won't set such a high price. He'll set the regular price. And Mameila, it'll end up that Reuven will buy out Shimon for the regular price, not for a high price. Like Rashi, since Shimon has the option to set that price, who choose to set a much higher price, and like this, who gain more.
He's taking a risk, though.
Oh.
He's taking a
All right, so this is the problem. This is what the Drisha says in the Beis Lezer, and I don't understand it. Like you said, what do you mean? Shimon's taking a major risk. What happens if Reuven calls Shimon's bluff? Right, Shimon, you're going to set a kiflaying price, a very high, so exorbitant price, and then Reuven will say, you know what, for that price, forget it, I'll leave it to you. You take it. So then it's going to end up, Shimon can never offer a price that he's going to end up being stuck with.
I think Shimon and Nitzchak will always say, no, I have the option to buy, I can make you buy.
No, you don't have the option. You only have the option to choose a price, and then once you choose a price, then it'll be up to the first guy to decide, does he want to buy it or be bought out. So if he chooses too high of a price, he'll scare away Reuven, and then Reuven said, besides, you know what, you take it. Correct. But
as much as he knows, he's...
Good, so, 1 second. So let's play this out. So let's play this out. So he could, Shimon then could only offer a price that he knows for sure that because of Reuven's desperation, Reuven will accept. He's not going to, yes, I want $10 billion, right? Because then he'll be stuck with it. So he could only ask for a price that he knows for certain Reuven's going to buy it. So now, and if you learn like the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, what will happen? The same thing. Reuven doesn't know if Shimon wants it or not. And Reuven's desperate and certainly needs it. So Reuven's going to pay premium. He's going to pay more than the regular price because he's going to want to make sure that he ends up with the deal. He's going to want to make it so sweet for Shimon that Shimon should leave the deal. So it's going to be the same high price. So what is he saying? I didn't understand what Chad is. You know, that's not one of your choices. You don't have a choice not to do anything. No, there's no two prices. That's not up to there. That's no. There is no one who holds such a choice. The good argument is you set one price, and then the other guy has a choice either to buy it at that price or to be bought at that price. He can't say, "Look, either you buy me out for $20 billion, or I buy you out for a penny." And that's the thing. That's not good argument. Good argument is you set one price, and then the other guy has a choice to buy out or to be bought out. That is good argument. So Mamela over here. What is the Drisha saying? L'chayra, Shimon can only offer a price as high that he knows for sure Reuven will accept. Otherwise, he's going to stick it to Shimon, and then he's going to be stuck with it. Right? So it's going to be a problem. And lead the geese even like to Shulchan Aruch, avada Reuven will offer a premium because he's afraid maybe Shimon will buy him out. So at the end of the day, it's the same exact high number. Berkshim, I found the Shura B'Shmuel in Baba Basra on Yigimu Amin Aleph, Reish Lam Amin Aleph, Berkshim is his kasha on the Drisha. And if anything, I think the problem is the other way around. I think so much so that it's really inverted. Shimon could only ask for a high enough price that Shimon knows that for sure Reuven will buy. Right? Because otherwise he might be stuck with it. Whereas Reuven might offer even more. Right? Because let's say I'm Reuven and you're Shimon. You know for sure for $1 million I'll buy it. For $1,000,001, there's a 50% chance I would and 50% chance I won't. You will never offer $1,000,001 because maybe you'll be stuck with it, right? But me, if Kabish my guy, I know that I'm willing to offer $1,000,001. I'll even willing to offer $1,000,001 if I had the choice to pick the number because I want the item for sure. I'm desperate. So I really want the item. So if I would pick the number, I'll pick $1,000,001. If you have to pick, if you want to pick the number and you don't know how desperate I am, you might only go up to $1,000,000. So if anything, it's v'nahapach. If anything, is that when Reuven will pick the number, Reuven will pick a higher number than when Shimon has to guess how much Reuven would be willing to buy it out for. So I don't understand the Drisha. But anyway, that is the Drisha's pshat, nafkamin in the Beis Eisiv. But the Drisha argues with the Beis Eisiv. He said that that's not pshat in Rashi. He said, first of all, the ikkas chasa min ha-sefer, that's Rashi's missing the whole second half of the process. How could Rashi do that? Second of all, he says that the Gemara by Eved, there's a case of Eved, chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben chayrin. A guy was freed halfway. Now he's a chazi of a chazi ben karin. He can't stay in that matzav. So Gemara says, let the Eved tain it to the Odoin. Good or agud? Good or agud? I'll buy myself out from you. It means I'll buy your chelik that you have in me out. I'll buy my chazi Eved out from you. Or you buy my ben karin out and now I'll become a full Eved. And the Gemara says you can't do that because you can't make a ben chayrin back into an Eved. So Gemara has a problem that the Odin can't buy the Eved out. But the Gemara had a havamina that we could still have the price of good or good because the Eved could buy his chaylak out from the Odin.
Is there an expression, Masha Kon Eved Kon Rabbi? So the
No, but the ben chayin chelik of the person is buying out the other chelik of it, the avdus chelik of it. So then you don't have on that much, you can't have a covenant rabbi. Good, fine. But the Gemara says only the eved could do it. It means ogud ikka, the eved could do it, but good leka, but the odin can't do it. In fact, the drisha, bishlam, if you learn like the Rambam, so it's very good. Ogud ikka, I could buy you out, but good leka, you can't buy me out. So it's very good. But if you learn like Rashi, that good or ogud, each chelik is really both choices. Good means you choose a price and then I'll decide to be bought out or buy out. And ogud means I'll choose a price and you'll decide to buy out or bought out. So in fact, the drisha, then even ogud leka, if the eved's going to choose a price, the odin can't buy the eved out. So even ogud is leka. Even for the eved to choose a price, the other won't be able to have the option of buying the Eved out. And yet the Gemara says, Ogud Ikka, it passes to have an Ogud, it passes that the Eved could have half that process, and it's not true. So Mameli says, clearly you see from the Gemara that the Beis Ezeb Pshat is not the right Pshat. Then he brings a Rai from the Tshuvas HaMiyuchasas L'Ramban, which is really Tshuvas HaRashba, and Simen Mem Gimel, he brings down Rashi's Pshat, he calls over Rashi's Lashon, and Teich the Tshuva, he continues and says that the Teveh, the one initiated, is Kaveh the price. So it's a Pella, what do you mean? Like the Beis Ezeb Pshat and Rashi, the Teveh is not Kaveh the price. It's up to the Nitva to choose who should be Kaveh the price, who should start the process. And yet you see the Rambam went like Rashi and still says that the Teveh is Kaveh the price like the Rambam. So it doesn't shtim. So at the end of the day, the Drisha says that's not Pshat and Rashi. Avad the Rashi means exactly like the Rambam. Exactly like the Rambam, that only the Teveh is Kaveh a price and it's up to the Nitva to choose if he wants to buy or be bought out. What does Rashi mean, this good or ugly, either you choose a price or I choose a price? So he says like this, Anu Chiddush Pshat, that good doesn't mean being Kaveh a price either. Good means krisa, just chopping off. Let's divide, let's split from one another. And what Rashi is that how to do the split, either good, you cause the split by the price that I just chose and buy me out, or I'll cause the split by the price I chose and buy you out. So shtickle chos in the Rashi as well. Split in the shutfis, correct. Let's separate. And you be, oy koitzli damim, not your own price, the price that I said, ukneli chelti, or ani ekes damim vetin loka bechakaka. That's what the Drisha says. There's a Tshuvas Mashak and Chelek Dimel Samaches says very similar, that Avada Rashi means just like the Rambam, that only the Teveh could choose and not the Nitva. And he says that koitz could also mean taka, losh, and ketzitza, like we learned, not like the Drisha. And he says it just means, right, you have to stick into Rashi, the koitzli damim, not that you choose your own price, but koitzli damim means for the price that I initiated, that the price I set at the beginning. Again, it's a shtickle hamas in Rashi. But at the end of the day, we have a beis of olam pshat in Rashi that the nitva will have the choice who should be kaveh the price. And the Drisha and the Tshuvas Mashach says that Rashi learned just like the Rambam that the teveya is kaveh the price and the nitva has a choice to buy out or bought out. That is... because he's learning like the Rambam, he passes like the Rambam, not like Rashi.
Oh,
so that's very good. Now, Lule, the Gedei Le'olam, Beis Yosef, Drisha, Mashach, I would have learned Rashi, what I think is Kapshut, like Mamish Teverta of Rashi, Kedvarav. I think Rashi means to say like this. It's like unlike an auction, at least a mini auction, that is, we give the choice, one party will start and say a price, and the other party has a choice whether to increase the price and buy the first guy out or not and be bought out at the first guy's price. I'll offer you $100,000 for your chelik, and you have a choice either to go higher and offer me 101 and buy me out or not to accept 100. So you don't need... The only enough community is that one extra dollar. But the bottom line is that that's what Rashi means. I'll allow you to buy me for that price. Or if I choose, I'll offer more and I'll be Ekets Lecha, a higher price, and buy you out. So it's similar to the Rambam, just $1 different.
But the Tavaya has the right to say, I'll pay you more.
Right. That means whoever starts, one guy will say a price, and which way does it go, I'm not sure. And the other guy will either increase that price, means, and buy the first guy out, or not increase the price and let himself be bought out to the first guy. That, l'chaira, I would accept Shatan Rashi. I would even suggest, perhaps, that they gave in a step further, that Rashi means mamish an auction. Mamish an auction. And Rashi is just giving you the structure without continuing. He's saying, either you offer a price, the highest price. That's what Rashi means, koitzli damam. Koitz me the highest price, and you'll get my chelik. Or ekes l'cha damam, I'll be koitz you the highest price, and buy you out. So whoever gets the highest price wins. If you offer 100, then I'll offer 101, then you'll offer 102, I'll offer 103. We'll go back and forth. Whoever offers ultimately the highest price will end up buying out the other guy. That's what I would have learned Rashi, Lule de Divre Gedele Paisan. I say I'm wrong because Paisan don't say that, but that's how I would have learned. The bottom line is, we have a Drishas Pshat with the Mashak that Rashi, just like the Rambam, and you have the Beisaysev Pshat, is that the Nitva has the choice whether he wants to be set the price or the Tevei should set the price. The Piskei Tshuva brings over here, Tshuva's Chsam Seifer, in the end of Simen Yud Beis, the Chsam Seifer is Mesupik, he says, Efsha Yechayla Menetbaim Leime Kimli Kerashi. Maybe the Nitva has the right to say Kimli Karashi, even though the Makabah doesn't pass him like Rashi, because they Kimli Karashi that I want to have the ability to set the price. Maybe the Nitva has that ability. That's what the Ksam Seifer says. It's a bit schwer, because Kiyadua, the Tumim, and many others, we do not say Kimli like a Shita that was Nitcha from Halacha, from the Shulchan Aruch. If the Machabah and the Ramah don't even mention that Shita, and were Deicha that they knew that Shita, and they were Deicha that Shita from Shulchan Aruch, you can't say Kimli like that Shita. They knew about Rashi, and yet they don't go with Rashi, they pass on not like Rashi, so the Choy should not be able to say Kimli. In our case, it's even much worse, because our case, who says there's even such a Rashi? It's only the Beis Yosef's Rashi. The Drisha and the Mashak's Rashi is just like the Rambam. Kimli like a Rashi that might not exist. Kimli like the Beis Yosef's Rashi. So it becomes even more challenging. And then, at the end of the day, even the Ksam Seif only says in Efsha. Efsha you could say Kimli. So look, I don't believe you could say Kimli. Midei Sofik of the Ksam Seif should be Yosef from the Halach of the Shulchan Aruch. And the steam is a poiskim is straight like the Shulchan Aruch, not like Rashi. So Pashas, you cannot say Kimli like Rashi. However, in practice, if you want to know what Batei Din do, many Batei Din, Lemaisa, don't do the standard good or good like the Machaba, and they do talk like an auction. They'll give the Bali Din sometimes a choice, or maybe give a suggestion, because you have to really follow the halacha. But they'll say, they'll advise the Bali Din, it's better to have an auction, because at an auction, it's less tense that I have to guess your number, and you have to guess my number. Each one's trying to outsmart the other. Let's do a regular auction, and then the best man wins. It's a little better, it's a little more comfortable for the parties to be involved.
Are they allowed to do that? Are they moving away from the halacha?
If the two parties would like to, they have the right to. So as long as both parties agree, then we can go through an auction. If one party stands on ceremony and says, no, not ceremony, I want the halakha, yes, then we do good or good like the halakha dictates.
You're only doing it because it's more comfortable?
It's more comfortable for the parties, yes. And there's another reason which Mietzrim will be later on, we'll learn why you might have to do an auction anyway. Well, in practice, because I told you, later on in Halakha, there might be a reason why you have to do an auction anyway. All right, fine. Let's continue, Rabbi. We spent enough time on the structure. Where is this Halakha coming from? Where is good or good coming from? Like you asked, this Sisa Vayasha, where is it coming from? So the Akreinim, Kled the child, if it's a Derabonin, it's a Deraisa, maybe it's Halakha L'Moshe Mitzinai, some Akreinim Kler. However, truth be told, you look in the Rishayinim, all the Rishayinim, Kulam Ke'ekad Amru, it's only a Derabonin. There's a Rabbeinu Yoinah, Baba Basi, Gimelam and Beis. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba that we discussed previously. The Rashba is a Chelek Aleph, Tuf, Kufnun Vav, and Chelek Beis, Kufnam Aleph. There's a Tshuvas HaRash in Simen Tzadiches, Ois Gimel and Ois Zayin. They all Neman that it's only the Rabbonin.
So who said it was
all the Some Akreinim. Some Akreinim even the Raisa. But all the Rishayim say it's only the Rabbonin. It was a Takona. I don't know. That's how it is. But many Akronim, a lot. Where is this Takana from? Why did they make such a Takana? So the Rosh explains, Chachamim Ro, the Chachamim saw, Shetoiv L'Sakin Chaluka B'chol Dov Sheshotvis. It's important. It's a necessity. It's that you should have the ability to split a shutfis in every single possible item. So if you have an item that has kedei chalukah, b'seidus, on v'cholkim b'goyrol. But if something is aimed by kedei chalukah, so what are you going to do? So therefore they have to be mesakin, good or good. They have to have the, you always need an escape exit strategy. They have to have the ability to escape. A kedushin has a get, a shutfis has to have a chalukah as a shutfis. Without it, it's felt in the shutfis. So you always need that escape strategy. So mamela, they're mesakin, good or good. And he says, sometimes it's not good to stay together. Kidra debe shutfa la kariva v'lachamima. Each one relies on the other one, so they become irresponsible. So it has to be. And he says, good or good makes sense. It's then and if zelo kosa, for us to stay together, we really don't have out of the shutfas maybe the, as much as we could, because it's really anybody could take a look, and together we don't really work well. But if we divide and we separate in a good or good fashion, that I'll take the whole thing or you take the whole thing, so at least one person at the end will be benefit and have the entire thing for himself. So it'll be like a zenen of zelo kosa, like the rush. No matter the masakin, good or good. That is a... No, self-return is not good for me, because you're going to throw me out of my nachla? You're going to throw me out of my shutfis? I was part of the shutfis right now. How could you just throw me out? No. That's not fair. Let's do a good argument. At least give me the opportunity, the chance that I could stay in and either I'll buy you out.
Yeah, but my point is that if, let's say, the mitzvah has no money to buy him out, then he has to be bought out.
No, the mitzvah always, like we said...
I'll always tell him, look, I'll set the price for this one. You know what? The better idea is, let's set it to third party.
So we're going to see later on in the Mechaba and the Ramah, later on in the end of the Sif, that you might be able to do such a thing. Not to sell, but to be gavei a price based on the selling market, because that's how you're going to raise capital. We'll get to it. B'li nedar. But Daval, that is the structure. Okay. The Achronim, the G'dayli Rosh Hashivas, many, many Rosh Hashivas, kaled the following Shaila. Each one in their own signan, in Shnei Navim Nitznavdu B'Signan Echad, B'Leri Yizeh K'rizeh, but this is the Tams of the Devam, it's very Geshmak Chakira. And it's very important because there's many nafkaminas from this kakira. What is the chalukah called good or agud? What is the lumdis of good or agud? Is it just a new way to break up a shutfis? So chazal were instituted mechira and lakicha. You buy or sell, right? Mekach and kaniya. Either you're going to sell out or buy out. It's a new form of getting out of trouble, getting out of a shutfis that went sour. It's a new way. Nothing to do with chalukah sashatvis, so to speak. Nothing to do with chalukah. Or is good or agud another way of doing chalukah sashatvis, of dividing the item? Till now, we had a chalukah. You could take an item and cut it into two and divide it. Well, when an item is not divisible by two, you can't cut it. There's another way to split and cut the item to two. How? Every item, besides the chayfetz, has the value of the item. If you and I own this field, not only do we own the ground, but we also own the value. If this field is worth $100, so I have $50 worth of equity here, and you have $50 worth of equity here. So we both own $50 in this field. Okay, that's a new case, right? But you see, so you have value. We are shutfim not only in the chayfetz, but we are shutfim in the value. So when you could do a chalukah on the chayfetz itself, great, let's do chalukah. But when you can't do chalukah on the chayfetz itself, chach, let's do chalukah on its value. How do you do chalukah on its value? Well, either you buy me out or I buy you out. Either you'll end up with your value, your half. Let's say the whole field is worth 100 and each part is worth 50. So either I'll buy you out for 50, you buy me out for 50. So either you walk with, okay, not the field, not half the field, but at least half the value of the field you'll have in your pocket. You'll have the $50 or I'll have the $50. So it is a chalukah. It's not the preferred method of chalukah, but it's a chalukah. It's another way of dividing an item into two. We divide the value of the item into two. That is the chakir of the Achronim, of the Rishivas. Is it something new, nothing to do with chalukah? Or is it really chalukah, but not chalukah in the chayfetz, a chalukah in its value? Very geshmakash.
And if you can't charge the value, you can't charge anymore.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Excellent.
That's
okay, very good. That's the shayla. And they all bring the same rayas. Focus on, yes, some bring more, some bring less, but so geshmak. They're the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says, this is your Shaila. The Yad Ramah says, you have a guy who's not cooperative in the process. He doesn't want to do good or agud. He's not playing along. We give him a choice, good or agud, and he just looks at you, stares. He doesn't say good, doesn't say agud, doesn't want to do anything. What do you do? What do you do now? Zok to Yadrama, koifin oisai, you whip him, atcha yemereitzani, until he says, I'm ask him to sell. Why not? It's a din. It's a halacha. It's chayshim mishpat now. It's a din. You kaifen. I say to me, kaim the din. You whip him till he decides that yes, he's going to sell. He says, okay, right, Sunday, you can take the chayfets. You can take my half for the price that you just said. So what do you see in the Yad Ramah? Zokter Gedolei Shivitz. You see that it's not a regular din chaluka. Had it been a regular din chaluka, a guy doesn't want to participate. We do it without him. We're chokin, we do a girl, and we give you whatever you want. If we'll be just alumnus of a chaluka, then you keep your mouth, you're quiet, you don't want to participate. Peseda, we'll act on your behalf. Peseda, so the field now belongs to Ruvain. You're going to get a chaluka, the value that you own, the $50, and you walk away with $50. Correct, you don't know, but we'll say, look, if you... in a way you could. Why? Because you have to know what the default position is. If you don't say, right, if you don't know what to do, so you're not asking to buy, and you're not asking to sell, and I'm willing to buy you out for $100, and you're not countering that you're willing to buy me out, so l'chayra, I win, I buy you out. So I buy you out, so why do I have to be kaifa for? Just stop, let's do the chalukah, and I'll give you, and the bezin will give you the money that I'm offering, and you'll end up with a chalukah of your money in the chayfetz. Vaistais from the Yad Ramah that it's not a chalukah, it's a new din of Mekach or Memkar that they forced you to participate in, and if you don't want to, so we'll beat you up till you participate in it, but we got to get your okay. If we don't get your okay, then we can't transfer the asset to the other guy, because you need a das makna, you need to be maskim. If there's no maskim, then it's not going
to
work. Okay, maybe I'll have kabbat nefka, the chayim club, maybe to do that. But you need to say right, Sonny.
Force him because he's after bez nefka. That's what he's asking. What do you need to force him?
I have a better way. Why don't you have kabbat nefka? I could force him.
What?
Why don't you have kabbat nefka for? I could force him.
You're masking him.
Right, I'm going to mask him, and I don't have to invoke kabbat nefka. I force you. As I talk to Yad Ramah, and this Yad Ramah, let's run with it. We're going to see that this Yad Ramah has so many different nafkaminis with this. There's another Yad Ramah. That Yad Ramah, by the way, is on Memches Amar Aleph Ois Kuf Peihei. There's another Yad Ramah in Yud Gimel Amid Beis, in a long shtick on Kuf Ayin Gimel. It's at the end of Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Gimel of the Sefer. He has a case where you have Yisoimim, who are too young to participate. They don't have Das Makna. Or he continues the case where the guy wasn't even here. One of the shutrim isn't even here. So he says, you can't do good agud. Because he's not here. There's no makna. You can't be makna, you say mim schefetz for the yosem. You can't even appoint an apotropos for that. You can have an apotropos of certain things, but you can't have an apotropos to sell yosem's schefetz. So it doesn't work. There's no das makna, so it doesn't work. So you can't have a good agud. So that you see, they didn't want to establish hefkebez and hefkebez. Right, no, the koifin. In that case, you can't be koifin. He's not around to be koifin. So there's no good or agud. Then there's another Yad Ramah. There's the Yad Ramah and kuf chav vav min aleph. No, so you see from there that it's a regular das makna de gedin. Because if it will be a regular chalukah de gedin, even if the guy is not around and there's no das makna, we'll do the chalukah for you. What's the problem? What's the lumdus of chalukah? We said discuss. The lumdus of chalukah is. I'm taking my chayfetz because in this chayfetz I own half. So you really don't need a much of a das makna. I'm just taking my item out, my half out, and you'll bet up which half. So we got a girl to decide which half is mine and which half is yours. So even by yisayimim, when the guy is out of town, we could do that. We could do the exact same thing. We'll do a girl to decide which half is mine. Or which is mine, the item or the money? We could make a girl to decide that too, so to speak, a good organ. But you see from the Yad Ramah not like that. You need Das Makta. If he's not around, it doesn't work. Then there's another Yad Ramah.
It's not really the item or the money. You're really buying his
chaylik. No, that's if you learn it to Mekach or Memka. But if you learn it to Chaluka Dikadin, so we're being chaylik, not by cutting the item horizontally. You know, you take a half and I take a half. We're cutting the item, let's call it vertically, I mean in a different way. In Eich, I'll take the chayfetz and you'll take the underlying value of the chayfetz. You'll take $50 and I'll get the chayfetz. That's another form of chalukah. So then, I don't need das makna. So I could do it when the guy's not here. Another raya. They bring from the Yad Ramah. Geshmaka is in Kuchov Vav and Av. It's all over the place. Kuchov Vav and Av, the Yad Ramah says, in Ois Tadivov, there's a Shaila, the Rishonim, the Rashbam, Lamashu learns that a Yerish, let's say there's an estate, and they didn't divide up the estate yet. It wasn't probated. They didn't divide up the estate. And one of the Yarshim wants out. He wants to sell his chelik off to the open market. He wants to sell you his chelik. He needs the money now. He wants to raise capital. He doesn't have the gedul to wait till they divide the estate. Could he sell out his chelik before a division of the estate? Rashbam holds you cannot do that. Until the Yerush divided up the Yerusha, they cannot sell their chalakim to anyone. Comes along the Yad Ramah and argues with the Rashbam. He says, Avadi, you could sell even before you were zeichin it. Obviously, once the guy died, Avadi, you could sell. What's my raise of the Yad Ramah? Good, or you're good. Here you have by Yerusha, it's going to be Mufush in the Gemara, by Yerusha, that the Yerushim could do good or good even before they divided the estate. Right? Because good or good gufim means that we didn't divide it yet. It's not, it's aimed by Kadei Kaluka, and we'll do good or good. One Yerush will buy out the other Yerush, or the second Yerush will buy out the first Yerush. So do a price of good or good. And he said, what is good or good? Good or good is you're selling and buying. So it's a raya that a Yerush has the ability to buy and sell before they divide the estate. That's
right.
It's a raya that it's buying and selling, not a chalukah. If it would be a regular chalukah, what's his raya to argue with the Rashbam? He's bringing a raya from there that you see you have the ability to sell your chalik of the Yerusha before it's divided up. If good agud is selling, that's a good raya. Good agud is not selling, it's a regular chalukah. What's the raya? It has nothing to do with selling. It's like, oh. Rav Shach brings a raya, another gishmaka raya. Rav Shach, this is his raya. He brings a raya. He says the davar pashit. He doesn't want to hear the chakira. He says the davar pashit that good or all good is a new din. It's not Yerusha. It's not chalukah. What's the raya? Dr. Reb Shach? Because play it out. It's very geshmak raya. What is chalukah? Chalukah is we decide how to split the item, but who decides if I get the north side or the south side? The girl. So he says if good or all good would be chalukah, so yes, let's be kaveya price, and then who should decide to buy at a buat? The girl. The girl should decide. The girl will make a girl. Am I good? Am I not good? That's what the girl should decide. But why is it up to you to decide? Well, like Rashi, Beis Rashi, either one could. Why is it up to the person to decide? It should be up to the girl to decide if it's a regular chalukah. El HaKoch, you see, it's nothing to do with chalukah. It's not a chalukah. Isaiah is Dr. Abshach. All right. Comes along the Achrayim and says, but they found the Rishon who holds it is a chalukah dekadin. What's the Rishon? The Rishon is, Ashita Mukabetis and Daf Yugimila Man Aleph, a Gillian at Taisis. The Gemara, remember, the Gemara I said before, it talks about an Eved, Chati Eved Chati Ben Chayin. And the Gemara talks about having good or good on an Eved who's Chati Eved Chati Ben Chayin, passes good or good. That what? That the Eved could buy out his chelik from the Odin. That's the Gemara. So it passes that the Eved has the ability to buy out his half that the Odin still owns. The Gemara says, good lekka, but all good ikka. The Eved has that ability. Fracted taisvis, gillian taisvis. What do you mean? That doesn't work either. How could the Eved buy out his chelik from the Odin? That means the Odin is, in essence, being meshachrer the Eved. And it's asim midaraisa to be meshachrer the Eved. It's an isra asay. So what's the Gemara saying that the Eved has the ability to cause a good or all good and force the Odin to free him? What do you mean? It's an isra asay. He's not allowed to do that. What's going on? So Zok to Taisis, Gilyanat Taisis, he says like this, that once, if the... So now you're going to be a Ben Chayim by buying it out.
Yeah, but I'm not being Shachri. It's like I'm a Shachri. You bought out your Chaylik.
Can you ever buy out his
Chaylik? It's like I'm an Evid.
If an Evid would be a full Evid, can
someone else?
No, that's, if he sells someone else, then he still remains an Evid. But can an Evid buy himself out? Let's say he'd be a Kulei Evid, and he wants to buy himself out from the rabbi. Could he buy himself out? No, he can't buy himself out, because that is Shikha. If he's going to end up being free, then he was even Asay. So emphasis to Taisis is that to the extent that good or good would have been Shaykh, if there's a din good or good, if the Choshe Mishpat dictates good or good, then he says, then the Eved's not Meshubah to his rabbi Klal, and there's no assay. Because he buys himself out, he gives the half the money to the Eved, and he leaves Baal Karkai of the Odin. You don't need the Odin to free the Eved. He's freed automatically. He's bought out automatically by the mere virtue of the process called gedolgut. The eved pays for half his month, for half his body, for half the eved, and that's it. He's out. So there is no asay. Mamele alt is good. Sok to achreinim. You see from here that the odin doesn't have to free the eved. He doesn't have to say roitzoni. He doesn't have to do anything. The mere fact that the eved puts down half the money, cash, he's out. He's free. And that's why the odin's not even asay. So you see that it's a regular din chaluka. It's not a mecha chomemka, because then you would need the odin to sell him out. I say zok to gdeilor sheshiva. So you see it's a makloikis rishonim. It's a, yeah, same thing. It's chaluk in the value. You have an eved, you can't cut the eved into half. You can't cut them into two. So the chaluk is in its value. The eved's worth a certain amount, so you own half the value. So the eved will give the other half of his value and leave. So mamela. So the gedolei Rishiva say from the Zaraya that it's midin chaluka, not like the Yad Raman. It's makloek as a shaynim. Kshani laatzmi luli divrei makadoshim. I would have argued with them, and that avad every region holds and nothing to do with chaluka, for sure not. What the Taisis, Gilyon Taisis means is to the extent that there's a price of a good or a good, and midin choshen mishpat, the eved has a right to leave. That's the din. Whether he participates or not, or then who cares? But the ma'aseh, that's the din. He's mechuyev to participate. He has a din, he has to participate. Then he's no longer meshubet to his rabbi, because that's what the Torah dictates, that the odin has to free him. Memeilo, and the Taisis took. But that is the choshen mishpat tekedin, and the Gilyon Taisis fears ois. They left out his ending. The Gilyon Taisis fears ois. Ubedin, I'm saying over the words. Ubedin ein l'rabbi olav. The rabbi, the master, only has on the eved to begin with el adamav im uraita litnaim. All the odin has over the eved, the shiba that he has on him, the loylam bem tavoide, that avdus that he has on him, is only up until the extent that the eved wants to buy himself out. That's all he has. Mamela, once the eved exercises good or agud, then the odin has no problem anymore of freeing the eved. Because lailam bem tavod is when you have meshubid to the rabbi can't free you. If the eved already exercised good or agud, he's no longer meshubid to the rabbi. Choshen mishpat, he doesn't have to work for the rabbi. He's supposed to be freed. So mamela is no more din lailam bem tavod, so there's no issa. I think that's all the Taisis took, that the Gilyon Taisis means. I don't think he means more than that. I mean, I don't think you have a raya to the Gilyon Taisis otherwise. Now, to continue. So,
where could the Eved force Ogud? If he's an Eved, he's an Abbas. If you're my Eved, you can't force me to.
If he's a Chati Eved, Chati Ben Koyin. The Chati Ben Koyin will force the Odoin to buy out the Chati Eved Shabbai. And Mamela, that's how we'll get out. Lamais is, they bring a raya, Mishmur Ravzovsky brings a raya from the Lashon of the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, the Lashon, Becharli chalki bechalkach bechalkach, sell me your chalik, or knei me many, or buy from me. So you see, it's a selling and buying dikadin. It should have been something else. Let's be chalik. Either you take the chafetz, I take the domim, or I take the chafetz and you take the domim. But from that, the Lashon, Mechar, I knei, it's a raya that's a selling and buying dikadin. And I would like to bring a raya, which is your raya, from the Ramah. The Ramah paskins that you could even give higher than the value. If it will be a regular chalukah to get in, then let's establish what the value of the chafetz is. And now we'll know, let's say the chafetz is worth $100. So we now know that you own $50 of the chafetz. And the chalukah should be, either you pay me $50 or I pay you $50. Where does it come that I could offer you $60? Doesn't make any, it has no verita. What's $60? Where does $60 have to? You don't own $60 worth of value in this chafetz, you only own $50 in this chafetz. If we are regular din chalukah, we should mamish go with the market price. What your equity in the chafetz is. From the fact you see I can offer you a higher amount is a riot of buying and selling the gedin. I'll buy your chalik out. Who cares what the value is? I'll buy even for more than the value. Even yaisim yadama. I'm buying you out. So that should work. It's a riot that it's a mechira and kniya de gedin. It's a buying and selling. It's not a chalukah de gedin. All right, Rabbi Zay. I think it's the Yad Ramah is mavur again and again and again, but I think it's partial. Yeah, right now we're going to get to another Yad Ramah, which is again mavurish like that. Let's go back.
The Makab. Oh,
that is what I want to discuss right now. The Makab says, "Echad mi'ashutim sh'amal chaveri." One of the shutim says to a friend. Seemingly, the implication is there are only two people: one and his friend. What happens if you have three people? What do you do? And this is Maisim B'chol Yom, Rabbi, so we got to get this clear. It's Maisim B'chol Yom because many shutzos have more than two parties. So now what do you do? How do you do good agud? Zogt Aruch HaShulchan. And he says like this, that one... Who? No. No. No, it's not, it doesn't exist. The conventional Rishonim don't bring it down, so to speak. It's not on the page. This is a Pella. Not only that, many tunis don't even bring this down. It is such a Pella. There should have been Maisim V'chol Yoyim. What is going on? Zogt Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan believes, he says like this, the pshat is, that one shutif will go over to all the remaining shutim. Let's say the five shutim. One will go over to the other four and say, either you buy me out or I buy you out. Now, obviously, it's not for the same price. He obviously means to prorate it. Or he says another choice is that you could have teams of two shutim will get together and face off the other three shutim and say, either you buy us out or we'll buy you out. Now again, it's not dollar for dollar, because it wouldn't be fair if one guy goes to four and says, look, either I buy your four chalakim out for $1, you buy my one chalak out for $1. That's not a fair deal. He obviously means that you prorate the amount per chalak. So if I'm willing to buy your four chalakim out for $4,000, then you have a choice to buy my chalak out for $1,000. You'll have to prorate the deal. And that clearly would have to be grounded the halakha. It's important that even if you have only two shutfim, and they're not equal shutfim, one owns two-thirds of the partnership, and one owns one-third of the partnership, what will be the good or good then? Obviously, you have to prorate it. It can't be dollar for dollar.
That's what's probably not brought down, because you already figured it out for you too.
Good, but that's what happened. So that is the Aruch HaShulchan. One takes on everyone, or two takes on everyone, but there's a small, the initiator takes on the entire remaining shutfim. One second, when I get to it. Bal. Comes along, now there's a Chuvis, unbeknownst to, apparently to the Aruch HaShulchan, there's a Chuvis Rashbash, which is the son of the Tashbats, he's a Kadmain, and Simon Pei Aleph. In his Chuva, he's Mavur, that when there were multiple Shutfim, let's say there were three Shutfim, what happened was, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven went over to Shimon and told Shimon, good or good, either you buy my Chelek out, or I buy your Chelek out. And where's Levi? Levi doesn't want to be involved in this machlokes. Levi's happy to stay in the shutfis. So Levi's on the sidelines. He's an observer. And Reuven and Shimon are going at it. They're going to do a good or agud. That is the Chuvis Rashbash. It's Mavun, the Chuvis Rashbash is that you do a good agud the same way you do with two shutfim. It's one against one. You have 20 shutfim? Still, it's one against one. Reuven goes to Shimon, good agud. Then he'll go to Levi, good agud. Then to you, the good agud. He'll keep on slowly buying out one shutif at a time if he wins. And if not, then he'll be bought out. But it's one against one. That is Mavu and the Chuvis Rashbash.
Why do you go only to one guy and say, well, why me? Go to him.
You're right. I'll go. Maybe I will go to him. Maybe I won't go. But I want you. I don't like being a shutif with you. I have no problem being a shutif with them. I don't like being a shutif with you. It's a problem.
Bad enough that he could force me a good.
Yeah, that is good agud, one against one. And if anything, it's mashman the Chuvis Rashbash, that it only works one against one. It means the Aruch HaShulchan is not, you can't do one against 20. You only do one against one. That is the process of good agud. I buy you out, or you buy me out. That is its process. Mashen can learn to Aruch HaShulchan. It's punkt faket. The Aruch HaShulchan learned that in order to do good agud, you have to get all the players involved. The entire shutfis has to be a part of the process. One against everybody, two against everybody. But you can't do just an individualized one against one. You can't do that. You need the entire shutfis to be part of the mix. That is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say that. He says those are two choices. One against everybody or two against everybody. It doesn't give you a choice of one against one. Because he learns that the entire shutfis has to be part of the process. Now, there's a Yad Raman Mefurish Rabbeisa like the Rashbash. There's a Yad Raman Bababash Yigimel Mebeis, Vaitin Kufayin Gimel, just a little further, Dav Lamed Zayin Omedalid. Over there, he says that when you have a lot of shutfim together, you do one against one. And he says, because you can't do one against everybody, because what happens if the everybody has a split vote? Some of the everybody decide they'd rather buy this first guy out, and then some of the everybody would decide they'd rather sell out to the first guy. So how do you do one against many? It doesn't work. Everyone's entitled to his own opinion. And we don't go bust to the roiv. You can't outvote me what I want to do in my shutfis. So he said you have to do one against one. And then you do one against the next guy. And then you do one against the next guy. And he says, not only that, if you have many shutvim, and each individual chelik is ein bei kadei chalukah, and even if you have two of the chalakim are ein bei kadei chalukah together, let's say you need six to already reach the darga of kadei chalukah, whatever it is, he says, you could still, Reuven could go against Shimon individually and say, good or agud. What does Reuven get from this if he has only now a little more of a chelik, he still has ein bei kadei chalukah? No problem. It's chazi l'sturufi, because then he can go to Levi and Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvulun until finally he will amass enough that will end up with enough of a chelik. And if he gets bored out, so someone else will end up with enough of a chelik. But at the end of the day, there's a purpose to this process, because at the end of the day, someone will end up with enough to buy out a fair share of royal ishtamches of kedei chaluka. So in the mela, you do good or agud individualized. And not only that, the Yad Ramah says also, back to the previous Yad Ramah, is that when one guy is out of town, so Yad Ramah says he can't be part of the process because you need that smack. He's not here to decide. But he says the remaining shutvim could do good or agud against each other. Because, okay, let's ignore him. Me against you. You're here, I'm here. Good or agud, me against you. I'll do good or agud. I worry about that guy when he comes back, when he lands. Like, I'll meet him at the airport, good or agud. But right now, it's me against you. I'm going to fight with you. I want to buy you out. That's the Yad Ramah. It's Mefurish Yad Ramah like the Rashbash. And I think it's Pasha, like the Yad Ramah and the Rashbash, you can't forget, you can't do the Rabbim. That won't work. You can't do one against many. And Hu Adin, I think, in the Yad Ramah, two against one also doesn't work. Right? If the two of us want to buy you out in one shot, it doesn't work. Because the process, the nature of the process is one against one. Buying and selling, that is the nature of the process. You can't do two against one. Now, because that's the lums of good agud. It's not the entire shutvim involved. The process is, I talk to you, you talk to me. You want to gang up with someone else, I'll deal with him separately. I want to deal with you one at a time. And the nafka mina is, you know, I could afford maybe to buy you out, so I'd rather deal with you alone. The two of you, I can't afford to buy both of you out, so I'll buy one of you out. If you're coming to me two in one shot, I'm going to be forced to sell out. I don't want to do that. I want to have the ability to even buy out. So you'll have to do one against one, l'chayra. Yes, that Yad Ramah said before. You got to buy, either be bought out a whole chelik or buy out a whole chelik. You can't piecemeal a little bit of a chelik. That Yad Ramah is mefurish.
If there's three shutvim, you buy out one, another one probably won't be able to buy both chalakim.
Then he'll have to buy both chalakim out because now I own two. Now, the truth be told, there's really not such a nafka mina in that case because if they want, Reuven and Shimon can gang up to Levi and say, I want to buy you out or be bought out. Levi can say, no, I only want to deal with you one at a time. Okay, so deal is worth one at a time. So if Levi gets bought out, Reuven Shimon will divvy up the booty of Levi's chelik. And if Levi buys out Shimon, so then Reuven will knock on his own and say, okay, so now I want to do good all good. And Levi's, you know, Shimon I have in the background who's sharing with me the money that you just paid him, so I'll just buy you back out. So really, you don't gain much. What you do gain is the chaps, how you gain. The nafkami is the chap is then Levi might chapois and initiate the good all good the second round at a different price. So that will be a nafkamina. Or the nafkamina could be if there are many shutvim. Let's say there are five shutvim in the pot. So Levi could say, Reuven Shem Levi Yudhi Yisachar. So Levi tells Reuven, I want to deal with you alone. And if Levi wins Reuven, and he now has enough to be kedei chaluka, then when Shimon says, good or good, Levi says, too bad. The Ramon says in Sefer Gimel, if I have kedei chaluka, you guys don't. I just say bye-bye. I take my stuff out. And you three of you have a nice day and work out with each other. So Levi could at least salvage, you know, two chalakim and work out. There can be nafkaminis. But it has to be one against one, l'chayra. In Lamdis Raboisai, I would like to suggest that what is this machlok is predicated on? What's the Lamdis of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rashbash? Aruch HaShulchan says there has to be the entire shutis that has to be in the mix. And the Rashbash and Yad Ramah says, Faket, it's one against one, not the entire shutvis. What's the lumdus of the machlokes? I would suggest that the lumdus is that chakir of the Rosh Hashivas. Is it midin chaluka, or is it midin stama buying and selling out? If it's midin chaluka, just like every chaluka, you have the entire shutvis in the mix. That's how chaluka is, right? If they have five parties, you want to do chaluka, so we're all chaylik. And even if I suggested once that you could have, maybe you could pull yourself out, good, but you're dealing with all five chalukim at once. I pull myself out, and before you pull yourselves out away from me. That is chalukah. So it's a clean split, but we're dealing with the whole entire shittas in one. So the Akash Shukal learned that good augur is also midin chaluka. Oh, good augur is midin chaluka. So either one takes on everyone, two takes on everyone, but you got to get everyone in the process of a good augur. Otherwise, there's no chaluka, it's a shutfis. Mashenke di adamal shitosai, again and again and again, learned that it's nothing to do with chaluka. It's a regular meko chamemkar dikadin. The Chazal forced a mechira, forced a meko chamemkar. So we did it one at a time, because to do many doesn't make sense. Like the Adramai says, maybe you'll have a split vote. Some would want to be bought out, some would want to sell out, to buy out. So we have a problem. So Memela, we did it, we created the structure one-on-one. So Memela, it's a Mecca Kamemka de Gedin, a very Gishmak, why it could be one-on-one. And now getting back to Yashal, I'll end off with this, Rabbi Isai, is that the Mechaba leaves out, what did he do with multiple Shutzim? He left it out. Well, if he learned like the Aruch HaShulchan, he taka left it out. But you should tell me, one against many, two against many, you taka left it out. But if you learn like the Yad Ramah, that's the regular din, one against one, so who's the Mechab left it out? Echad mei shutvim. How many shutvim? 2 billion shutvim. One of the 2 billion shutvim, Amal HaKareh said to his friend, the second guy in the 2 billion shutvim, good, oh, good. Doesn't say how many shutvim are here. Could be 2 billion, could be one, could be two, could be, can't be one, then it could be two or multiple, two or more, two plus. Where do you see any in the Mechaba that we're only talking about two? So it's very geshmak. So if you learn like the Adama, it's very geshmak. The Mechaba talked about every possibility, and the same formula is good or good, one against one. But like the Aruch HaShulchan, it's chasam and asefa. Why didn't the Mechaba talk about? Why do you have your multiple shufi? You have to have a different structure. All right, Rabbi Isaac, good to have Kanaka.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.